Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. We just want to start by bringing our focus onto God, onto the Spirit who gives us life, who is eternal life within us. Lord, we just ask that you meet our needs, that you answer our questions, that you fulfill the desires that you've given us. Lord, draw us to you. Create a thirst in us that can only be satisfied by you. We come against all interference, whether it's invited or sent or foreign or domestic or something we understand or don't recognize. We just take authority over and exercise that authority over you right now. If you have a legal right to be here, you must sit in the corner and can't interfere with anything God is doing during this time. If you don't have a legal right to be here, you must leave now. I send you away. So Lord, we ask you now to bring to our attention any area that you want to address within each one of us as individuals or our families. Lord, if there's an area where we need to pursue taking that authority over interference, or if there's an unhealed wound, or if there's a question that's outstanding, just ask that you would bring to our attention any thought, emotion, image, or memory that will lead us to that answer, to the place you want to go. And we're just going to wait for you for 5 seconds, and then we're going to write it down so we can address it later privately. We're going to wait right now for 5 seconds. So if the Lord brought anything to your mind, whatever it was, even if it was just a thought or a feeling or just an image or nothing, write it down. And then take it to the Lord later. This is your starting point. This is not something for you to figure out, but a starting point. Lord, what does this mean? Where do you want to go with this? What is this related to? Is this related to an answer to a question? Is this about a wound? Lord, this is the starting point. Where do you want to go? So, Lord, we've been talking about waiting and about how important it is. And I just ask that you would give an increased awareness of your presence to all those that are listening, all those that are waiting on you. We rely on you and you alone to bring to us what we need for this time. Lord, whatever does not serve your purpose, we have already given up. We are putting it into your hands. Whether you've removed it or not, it's not our problem anymore. Any stress we have about being behind or having missed you is just out the window. That's not from you. That's from our enemies, whether it's the world system, our own soul trying to maintain control, or the devil and his cronies. We know discouragement and defeat are not from you. Now, honesty and reality are from you, Lord. But we rely on you to give us those reality checks when we need them. But we trust that you always do that with restoration and love. And we never have to fear being corrected by you, because we know that spirit has already been fully accepted in you. That we can never disappoint, displease, or miss out on our inheritance in you. And we thank you ahead of time for what you're going to do during this time. And I just ask you now, Lord, especially those physical wounds, some of them serious, we just ask that you would heal those right now. Finish the work that you've begun and bring these wounds, these physical issues to a close, and do it speedily. And we just thank you ahead of time for what you're doing. So we have been talking about waiting on God and how we do miss him sometimes because we have not really wanted him. We have not prioritized waiting on him, giving him our time on this earth zone, in this earth. We have let other priorities take priority. And so it's not that he doesn't come. It's not that he doesn't make his presence known. It's just that we miss him. We aren't sensitive enough or expecting or wanting him. Sometimes we think, you know, if we really, you know, sold out to God, whatever that means, if we really let him have free reign in our lives, we wouldn't have any fun. We wouldn't be able to do what we really want to do. But that's your soul talking. Because who you are, your spirit, wants to do what's best for you. What may not be the funnest, best. And what's best is that you be healed, spirit, soul, and body. Well, your spirit's already healed. But bring into union, oneness, spirit, soul, and body. That you would be completely filled and receiving eternal life now. Now we know that doesn't mean everything's going to go right. So when things don't go right, we don't read into them. Oh, we've failed God, or we've missed him. Instead, we get our feedback from him. So often we seek out others or even seek ourselves the gifts, prophecy, word of knowledge, those kinds of things, because we want to know how we're doing. But God wants you to know how you're doing from him. And it's good that you know how you're doing. We want to have feedback on a regular basis, not just on special occasions. And honestly, if we wait till after we die and we're in heaven or whatever, and then God says, well done, thou good and faithful servant, well, that's kind of late. We need to know how we're doing now. So part of the process of learning to wait brings us to the point of wanting to know the Lord simply because we want to know Him. The more time we spend with Him, the more all these other avenues or desires or motives fall by the wayside. But if there's any desire in you for encouragement, for needing to know how you're doing, for healing, anything, it's coming from Him. It wouldn't come from your enemies, so it's only coming from Him. But there's an end to those things. But through those things, through responding to your need for healing, He stirs up a desire for Him. By recognizing your desire for guidance and going to Him with that desire for guidance, He stirs up a thirst for Him. But He meets us where we are right now. And then He draws us. And what is that thirst? Something that we want to fill. Something that we need to fill to survive. He gives us a hunger and thirst for Himself that is not satisfied by anything else. So it may start with wanting to know Him, waiting for Him to know what He is doing in our lives for guidance, for giving us a purpose, for hearing Him more clearly, for healing, for enjoying His presence. All those things are just the starting point. He stirs up a thirst just for Him. This is where we are simply so focused on Him that all we want is Him. But it starts with wanting what He wants us to have. And it comes down to, do you want Him? Do you want your wounds healed? Do you want your questions answered? Don't settle for anything less than everything that God has for you. Want Him deliberately and strategically. Incorporate wanting Him deliberately in your lifestyle. Would you go where you're not wanted? When you acknowledge, God, I want You. I don't know how You're going to come, but I want You. That takes all the pressure off of you and leaves all the options up to God. Then it's His job to make Himself known. Now, He may start drawing you in a way that you don't expect. So just be open to that. As many listeners are as there are, there's going to be the same number of ways that God draws us. just trust that he loves you. And if you haven't experienced that, we've talked about this before, if you haven't experienced his love for you, that's where you want to start. God, do you love me? Am I your son? Are we one? Or even more simply, what do you think about me? Are we good? How are we doing? And it's one thing for somebody to say, oh, God loves you so much. It's another to say, I have experienced how much God loves me. Once you have experienced his love, once you've tasted, you'll want more. And nobody can argue with it. That's the big difference between religion and Christianity, is once you've experienced Christ, once you've experienced God, nobody can argue with you. It's not about doctrine or theology or about attending church or believing the right things or doing the right things. It's about relationship. It's hard to explain, but that's part of the whole plan. It's because it's better felt than felt. It's better experienced than taught. Taste and see that the Lord is good. You taste first. Experience what he has for you. Now, knowing that, settle in your mind, settle in your heart, when he starts to draw you, that you are going to respond. Now, one of the aspects of responding is sometimes he asks us to wait a long time. And just be prepared for that. Sometimes we think, okay, God's knocking on the door. I keep opening the door, nobody's there. But then I shut the door and he just knocks again. Be prepared to open the door and just leave it open. And just wait for him to respond. Keep your attention, your awareness, gently and softly, knowing that any minute, he will come back to the door. You've done your part. You've responded. You've left the door open. You know he wants to talk to you. It may take minutes or hours or days or weeks or years. Just wait. These are ways that we are changing our expectations, changing our concept of what having a relationship with God really is. It's on his terms, and he can change them at any time. But we've asked him to make himself known to us, and yet so often we miss him. We miss him because he comes to us unwanted. We don't know that we don't want him. We're not doing it deliberately, but we don't really want him. So we deal with that. Then we also miss him because he comes to us. He responds unexpectedly. Now, this is one of those things that when we say, God, come, and he comes, we don't know what to do with him. But just as Jesus wants to be wanted, he also wants us to know his character enough to know that he will respond to our waiting. God has integrity. He keeps his promises. He is no respecter of persons. you are a co-inheritor with his son. You are already seated in those heavenly places with him. You've already measured up. You've all the qualifications for being with him have already been met. So he wants you to have confidence. He wants you to have anticipation and excitement and patience for his coming. Being attentive. But also aware that he could come in a way totally unexpected. Not what you've ever heard or seen or comprehended. Or when or through who. He can impact our lives, bring that healing, those questions, those answers, make him his presence known. Do whatever he wants for the first time in and through you. God loves doing things for the first time. You know, we talk so much about Jesus being the pattern son. And what was one of those patterns? When he healed people physically, he never did the same thing twice. Now, that's what's recorded. But I think that was recorded for a reason, that way. Because he's new every morning. He does things different. There's no right way to do things. Okay, you know, we fall into these habits that this is the way our group is going to do things. We're going to pray, lay hands on and pray and anoint with oil for healing. It's like, well, what if that's not what God wants? What if God just doesn't want to tell you what he wants to do and wants to do something totally out of the box? Are we able to receive from him direction that is totally unexpected? And when we're waiting for him and waiting for a response, he is not under our time restrictions. We may think, oh, we've been waiting for this forever. It's like, well, apparently not. And so many times we've talked about how much God gets done while we're waiting. How valuable. That's the most valuable thing we can ever do in our walk with God, is wait for him and with him and on him. Waiting is the solution to every problem, every issue. Because it's through waiting that we are changed. Whether we suddenly have the strength to change a habit, or to make a decision, or to restore a relationship, he makes it possible while we're waiting. And sometimes he's working on us in areas that we didn't even know there was a problem. But he did. Because he's not settling for what we so often settle for. So he draws back even though, again, we may think, this is a little thing, God, why is it taking you so long to respond? So you will wait more. He makes himself known in the manner and timing of his choosing. But he also doesn't want us taking him for granted. That, okay, if we do this and, you know, if we wait for him X amount of time, then he's obligated to move or to fulfill our wish list or to heal or to do whatever, answer whatever problem is on the table. He's not obligated to do any of that. So the more we can come to waiting for him without specific expectations other than that he's going to respond because he loves us, we are more likely to see him move in what he does in our lives. Because again, so often when you don't expect something to happen, when it happens, you don't notice. So he wants us to wait for him with anticipation. Expect him to move. Not with insistence or thinking you're owed something because you fulfilled the qualification, but simply because you've made yourself available and God loves you and is going to do what is best for you. Now, we also miss him, even though we're waiting for him. We can miss him because he comes to us unrecognized. Now, these are all things that the more you wait for him, the more he will teach you through experience how to wait for him more and better and how much fun it is and exciting and rewarding and fulfilling. Because we learn, what does hearing from God sound like? What does knowing him feel like? What does being changed by him look like? There's only one way to find out: by experience. And the more time you spend, the more he will even point out to you in your own past, this is where I changed you. This is where I freed you from this. You may be struggling in an area. All of a sudden you recognize this isn't a problem anymore. But if we come to the practice of waiting with a set of expectations, we are essentially dictating to the Lord how he can reveal himself to us. And though he is gracious and considerate and will often respond, at least at first, according to those preconceptions, he wants to broaden our expectations so that we recognize him based on our spirit responding to him, not because he's chosen to meet those expectations so that we recognize them. So this week, take some time and just ask the Lord to reveal himself to you in whatever way he chooses, in a new way, and ask him and evaluate for yourself if you need to expand your waiting time. And I found it's better to wait longer than more often. So if you're waiting for him 10 minutes at a time, rather than, and you want to expand it to 20, rather than going from 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes at night, expand your morning from 10 to 20. Or if you can't do it in the morning, ask Lord, is it okay if I expand the 20 till the evening? Or is it better? Ask him. This is a relationship, and it's a give and take in communication. God listens, God speaks. You listen, you speak. Converse with him. So thanks for tuning in. We'll be here same time, same channel, next week, same time. In the meantime, you can drop me a line at diane@therainersclub.org. Until next week, thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a great night.